from KQED.
State regulators are under a court order to set new safe drinking water standards by the end of the month for chromium 6. It's a toxic chemical linked to cancer and other health problems. It's also responsible for contaminating the water supply of a now infamous desert town in Southern California. Here's more from the California Report's LA Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas.
It was the Oscar award-winning film about a plucky legal aide named Aaron Brockovich that brought hexavalent chromium 6 and the town of Hinckley to the public's attention.
Hexavalent chromium can be very harmful.
So it kills people.
Oh, yeah. You're a
lawyer? Brockovich discovered high levels of chromium 6 in the town's water supply. The contamination was traced to a nearby Pacific Gas and Electric substation and led to a multi-million dollar legal settlement. PG&E is still trying to contain the pollution. Nicholas Morales says Hinckley isn't the only California community with a chromium 6 problem.
And those water sources have been found in something like 52 of 58 counties in California. So that potentially impacts millions of people within California.
Morales is an attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says of the thousands of public water sources tested across the state, about one-third had hexavalent chromium levels at or above the state's own suggested standard set 2 years ago. That goal called for a maximum contaminant level that's essentially undetectable. When the California Department of Public Health dragged its feet in meeting that goal, the NRDC filed suit.
In order to get the court to order the department to set that standard at which there's no significant risk to public health, as it's required to by law, by a date set by the court.
A draft of the State Department of Public Health's proposed drinking water standard for chromium 6 is expected to be released for public review by the end of the month. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.